To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wishlist topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshall's. We get the deals, you get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Find a Marshall's near you.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got ourselves a big day leading into Monday Night Football tonight with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Los Angeles Chargers, 8-4 versus 8-4. Two teams clawing, fighting for playoff positioning in their respective conferences. Haven't seen this matchup since 2021. Actually, I was at the game, 2021, November of 2021, here in Philadelphia. I attended the game with my son. It was his first Eagles game. He was six. It was a great game, back and forth. I thought Jalen really played well in the fourth quarter and made some big plays with his legs and his arm, and Devontae really emerged, and the Chargers won it on a field goal late with time expiring. But that was the last time the two teams played. This time, obviously, the scene sets, or the scene shifts, and the setting will be Los Angeles, California tonight. Let's dive in with the five X factors, five keys, five things that will decide the Eagles and the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Don't forget, 10 a.m. to 2, midday show on WIP, including our YouTube page. And tonight, the pregame show starting at 6. Myself, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks will join us from out in Los Angeles. We'll also be streamed live on YouTube for the entirety of the show. So check that out. starting tonight at 6 p.m. on Monday. All right, let's get into it. Five X factors, keys, things that will decide the Eagles and the Los Angeles Chargers. Number one is clear. It's pressure Justin Herbert. So as of this recording, and we'll find out when inactives come out, but I'm expecting Herbert to play. It doesn't really change the objective. It doesn't really change the key if it is Trey Lance. But clearly with Herbert, he's better by a lot. So you have to pressure him and hit him. And there's no excuse not to. So tonight is a double whammy of struggle bust for the Chargers and their offense. Let's start with the most recent. That's the hand injury to Justin Herbert. So Justin Herbert had a surgery last week to repair a bone break in his hand, his left hand, so it's his non-throwing hand. But he's playing, if he does tonight, less than a week off of surgery. How that feels, how it responds to being hit, slammed to the turf, I don't know. I can't imagine the whole thing's going to feel great. So that's going to affect it. If he's hit, if he's heated up early, does it make him more likely and more willing to just throw the football away? Is he going to live to die another down instead of play the brand of football we know Justin Herbert to play, which is he will run. He will push guys off him. He is hard to bring down. He is physical. He could break off a 30-yard run like it's nobody's business. He doesn't do it to the volume of a Josh Allen, but you watch him once in a while in the open field when he sees daylight. He'll run for 30 or 40. He's done it plenty of times in his career. So is he less likely to do that if the Eagles heat him up early? I think he would be less likely to do it. How is it going to affect throws? Is it going to come out? Is the ball coming out early because he doesn't want to take that hit? So that's one part of it. Second part is how it affects the Chargers offense. Are they going to have to be primarily in shotgun, pistol? Can he take a snap under center? I doubt it. So we'll see about all that. But even if he wasn't hurt, this would be a key. Because this should be an Eagles advantage even without Jalen Carter. So we know Jalen Carter's not playing this football game. He had the procedures on his shoulders and he'll be back in a few weeks. So we'll see about Carter and his timeline. But he's not playing tonight. And it's a shame because he could have feasted against this offensive line. It is a bad offensive line. It's one of the worst in pro football. It's ironic because the Chargers drafted for this to be their strength. They drafted Rashawn Slater in the first round in 21. Same year, Devontae came out, Micah Parsons, J.C. Horn. It was really a tremendous NFL draft for star players there in that first round. And Surtain, they ended up getting Rashawn Slater. He's been tremendous for them. Got hurt, out for the season, right after they gave him a contract extension this summer. And then they draft Joe Alt as Jim Harbaugh's first pick back as head coach in the NFL. There was a lot of thought they're going to go wide receiver like Brian Thomas or someone. Nah. I mean, come on. It's Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is about running the football, smash mouth football ever since Stanford with Locke, ever since his days with the 49ers, Michigan. This is who he is. They want to line up and they want to run the snot out of the ball. So they drafted these two offensive tackles to be their bookends, and then Alt gets hurt. He's out for the season. Slater out for the season. So,
fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, it's been a trouble spot for them from day one. It's been downgraded since the summer. But they stabilized for a little while. From week 6 to week 9, with Alt back in there, they were 9th in EPA per dropback. Pretty darn good. Weeks 10 to 13, no Joe Alt. They're 28th. In EPA per dropback. They've struggled to throw the football without their offensive tackles. That is number one, pressure on Justin Herbert. Number two is tackling and physicality. I thought last week the Philadelphia Eagles were bullied by by the Chicago Bears. They were out-muscled by the Chicago Bears. They were pushed around by the Chicago Bears. A combination of the Bears' O-line, which obviously is better right now than the Chargers. But the other part was Manangai and Swift, they made it challenging for the Eagles. They lowered their shoulders and they ran through them. And I thought the Eagles ducked the smoke last week. I thought they didn't want it. I just thought they didn't want it. And that is a bad place to be as a defense. Was it a one-off? Was it a short week thing? Was it a weather thing? I have no idea. Are they gassed or were they gassed coming off all the plays they were on the field Sunday in Dallas? They probably were. Now they got a little extra time, but so did the Chargers. You know, The Chargers played last Sunday, so they're on, they have the one extra day for Monday Night Football, you know, a regular rest. But the Eagles played Friday, so we'll see if that manifests itself. They can't get pushed around, though. And the backs tonight for the Chargers, they're going to provide the thump and the physicality. So we'll see how they rotate their backs. But Vidal has been playing a lot lately and playing hard and running hard. But they're getting Omari and Hampton back tonight, their first-round pick out of North Carolina. And they drafted him to be their bell cow. And if you sort of watch some of those games with him before he got hurt, it looked like he was going to be their bell cow. So they're 12th in rushing this season. And considering they were without their top running back for 7 games and their second running back for 9 games and Najee Harris, it's pretty darn good. Omari Hampton, he's the guy. So they are going to activate him for tonight's game. He was their first-round pick. And look, 66 carries, 314 yards. That's 4.88 carry. 2 touchdowns in 5 games. He was starting to look like potential offensive rookie of the year before he went down. This kid could play. If they think he's healthy, he's probably going to make an impact tonight, and he does not go down on first tackle. I mean, you got to game tackle this guy to get him to the ground. Tackle and physicality is key number 2.
In America, half of every dollar spent on brand medicines goes to entities who don't make them. While middlemen like PBMs and 340B hospitals drive up costs, Biopharma is investing $500 billion in new infrastructure and manufacturing here at home and helping patients buy medicines directly at lower prices. Tell Washington to end middlemen markups and put American patients first. Visit phrma.org/middlemen.
Key number 3 is going to be run the ball and stick with the run. There is a way to attack the Chargers defense, and that is to run the ball. They want you to throw the football. They want you to throw the ball. They're going to dare the Eagles tonight to throw the football because they are so cognizant and so interested in stopping the pass that they'll let you run the football. So the Eagles have to just do it over and over and over again, even if that is early on, they lose some one-on-ones up front and it should be a 2-yard gain or a 3-yard gain or a 4-yard gain and it's 1. And it looks like nothing's going in the running game. And tonight's the night you have to stick with it. So the Chargers play a very light box. That's how they operate. 58.3% of their defensive snaps with 6 or fewer defenders are in the box this season. The second highest rate in the league through 11 weeks. And what I mean by is they want you to throw the ball. They really want you to run the ball, because they don't think running's the way to beat them. They're going to give you the run game to take away your pass. Like, if you start throwing on them, they're prepared for it, they're ready for it, they're good at it. So I actually think tonight, if the Eagles could stick with the run, they could do what the Chargers allow them to do, but steal the game in the process. This is a game where you have to stick with the run. It will work. It will be better tonight up front than it has been in a while. I think tonight is the kind of night you just keep running it and running it and running it and running it and running it. Shorten possessions, shorten the game, get Saquon 25 touches. Tonight is the night to run the football. They are allowing a pretty high percentage of runs to be explosive runs. You saw it a couple weeks ago when they went to Jacksonville and they got explosive runs all over them. If the Eagles are patient with their running game tonight, I believe Saquon or Bigsby will break one. I believe if they're patient with their running game, they will have 3, 3, 3, 6, 25. 3, 3, 1, 0, -1, 2, 65. They're going to break a couple. They will get those in the run game if they are patient, because the Chargers are not going to keep them more to the box because they are concentrating on stopping the pass. And that brings me to key number 4 tonight. Be careful. They'll jump the routes. This is a very very aggressive secondary. It's a little bit like last week's secondary, but better than we saw with the Chicago Bears. This team takes the football away, 11 interceptions, and their corners love to jump. Jason Avant was over this last week, and the way he described it, they love to jump routes they think are coming. And the Eagles are very predictable when it comes to route trees. They're very predictable when it comes to stop routes, comeback routes, hitch routes. These guys will jump them. So if Jalen is late, they're coming to take the ball away and go back for six. This is a dangerous secondary. They're not one with a lot of big names, but they play soundly. They play smartly. Minter is an excellent defensive coordinator. He spent those years at Michigan, then followed Harbaugh, and then went to the Ravens, and he followed Harbaugh here to Los Angeles. This is not the kind of secondary you want to test in tight windows. They will take the football away. So this is going to be one where I think Jalen needs to protect that football tonight, because this is a team that is out to intercept the quarterback. They live to intercept the quarterback. You look at some of the numbers across the league, they're pretty darn high up in opponent passer rating. I mean, they're a good secondary. They stop the pass, even though other than Derwin James, they don't name brands out there at the other position. They play collectively. They play as a team. They're smart. They're instinctive. They watch film. They know what's coming. It's not a great matchup for the Eagles passing game tonight. Jalen needs to be careful with that football, and they need to run it. So that's key number four. Key number five tonight for the Eagles to bring home a victory and get this thing to 9-4, get this entire city to just take a collective exhale in where we're going and where this season is going. They need to force a turnover. Tonight is the night where the Eagles need a turnover to win the football game. If you tell me we lose the turnover battle 1-0, or it's even at the end of the night, 1-1 or whatever, 0-0. I don't think it's going to be good enough. I think the Eagles need to win the turnover battle, and I think they need their defense to make a play, to stop a Chargers drive. Last week was Jalen Sump, but they might need a bigger one tonight. They might need a strip sack. They might need, you know, and this could happen, Herbert, because he can't tuck it in his left arm, running towards the left sideline, and bam, someone comes in with a punch to his right arm. Ball out. Pick it up. Go. You know, this game reminds me a lot, the spot on the schedule, the feeling going in. You know, the Eagles early in the season had back-to-back losses. They blew a game. They were up big on a Sunday to the Denver Broncos. And then a short week road game. Well, that was a road game. Short week game to the Meadowlands by the Giants. And they got out physical, pushed around. And I think about this past run of 2 weeks, right? They blow a big lead against the Dallas Cowboys. Just an ugly loss, coaching malpractice, quarterback, all that, right? And they come back on a short week, and they get punched in the mouth, out physical, run all over by the Chicago Bears. Well, what happened then? So it was a little mini bye, a little extra time to kind of lick your wounds, reset a little bit, extra rest. They go to Minnesota, and in that case, they were facing Carson Wentz. In this case, they're facing a banged-up Justin Herbert. I'll take a banged-up Herbert over Wentz, but, you know, not the top quarterback on the team at tip-top shape. So they get a little break there. And that game against the Vikings helped stabilize the season. And what did it have as part of it? In a 28-22 victory. As part of that game, it had an Eagles pick six for a touchdown with Jalen Sump. Did the Eagles win that football game without the pick six? You could decide for yourself. You could think for yourself. But I know this. That was 7 points right there. I believe the final score was 28-22. So they needed that pick six to give themselves the victory that day. And I could see this game being similar, probably a little bit lower scoring. You know, maybe it's somewhere in the, you know, 22-19 range. But if there's a pick six or there is a forced fumble that is deep in their team's territory and the Eagles pick it up and it gives them a free field goal or a free touchdown, that could be a difference maker in the football game. Are the five keys that will decide the Eagles-Chargers? Number one is pressure Justin Herbert. Need to do it, especially against this banged-up offensive line with Herbert all banged up himself. Number two, tackle and the physicality. They were pushed around last week by the Chicago Bears. It cannot happen again, but these backs are physical for Los Angeles. Number three, run the ball and stick with it tonight. Tonight is a night to run that football. Number four, be careful. They'll jump routes. This is a very aggressive, very good, very sound, and smart Chargers secondary. Do not test them in tight windows. And number five, force a turnover and set your team up on offense. And that's the defense got to be the offense. And for this Eagles team, I'm not expecting this offense to just wake up I think the defense is make a lot of things happen for them to win this football game tonight and get to 9-4. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check that out. Live 6A to 6P every day on YouTube. And, of course, the pregame show for the Eagles leading into tonight's game, 6 p.m. Stream it live on our YouTube page on 94WIP. Thanks so much for listening.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.